As you listen to this, try to think if you know anyone who would behave this way and expect you to trust him to fix your roof or draft your will. I gather that Donald Trump doesn't like Joe Scarborough, a former Republican congressman who hosts a TV show. 9 years ago, a young woman working in then-Congressman Scarborough's Florida office told friends that she had a heart condition and wasn't feeling well. Shortly thereafter, she fainted, hit her head on her desk, and died. An inquest held that the death was accidental. Medical examiner said, "There is no doubt that the head injury resulted from a fall rather than a blow being delivered to the head." No one disagreed, let alone presented contrary evidence. Congressman Scarborough was in D.C. at the time. Mr. Trump, without the least reason to believe the death wasn't accidental, proclaimed to the world recently that some people think Scarborough got away with murder, and suggested the dead woman was cheating on her husband. One Trump tweet read, quote, "A lot of interest in this story about Psycho Joe Scarborough. So a young marathon runner just happened to faint in his office, hit her head on his desk, and dies? I would think there's a lot more to this story. An affair? Diligent searches turn up zero evidence to support Trump's lies, which were phrased as questions or prefaced with "some people think" to evade libel laws. How is this different from a jealous parishioner telling the whole congregation you molested her kid, or a spiteful co-worker making up a story that you embezzled money? Trump has no interest in truth, and no compunction about inflicting pain on strangers, like the dead girl's bereaved husband. The husband, seeking to protect his dead wife's reputation and stop the extra pain, asked Twitter to remove Trump's spiteful lie. Twitter didn't much want to offend the guy in the Casablanca and refused, saying it's deeply sorry. The widower pointed out that a regular citizen would have been banished for acting like Trump. Twitter won't remove the tweet, but did add to two unrelated tweets a fact-check link suggesting they might not be accurate. Trump, having been dealt with so generously by Twitter, threatened to destroy Twitter. He alleges that social media are discriminating against Republicans. Does he think all Republicans make proclamations as patently false and downright stupid as he does? As kids, we used to define egotism as a naked ant floating down the East River on his back, thinking about his girlfriend and shouting, "Open the drawbridge!" Sorry, but Trump, who has no power to outlaw social media, reminds me of that ant. Seriously, though, would you remain friends with such a person? Trust him with $100,000? Give him the button to launch nuclear weapons? Close the drawbridge.